This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hi, neighbors and listeners on the web. I recently spoke about some of the newer methods of diagnosing Alzheimer's disease. Today, I want to talk more about Alzheimer's disease and the symptoms that may occur. There are 10 signs of Alzheimer's that I want to describe and how they differ from common age-related changes that can be very normal. First of all, Alzheimer's disease is a progressive brain disease that destroys brain cells, causing memory loss and problems with thinking and behavior that are severe enough to affect people's work, their hobbies, or their social life. Alzheimer's gets worse over time, and it's fatal. Memory loss that disrupts daily life is not typical of aging. I'm going to describe some of the signs of possible Alzheimer's disease. Keep in mind that we all have signs of normal, age-related memory problems that are not as disruptive or severe as those I will describe. Number one, memory loss that disrupts your daily life, such as forgetting important dates, like your own birthday, or asking for the same information over and over. Gradually, a person with Alzheimer's disease forgets how to do simple tasks, such as getting dressed or tying their shoes. Number two, changes in the ability to follow a plan or work with numbers. For example, the inability to follow a familiar recipe or keep track of monthly bills that the person normally has done for years. Number three, difficulty completing familiar tasks, such as trouble driving to a familiar place, or trouble remembering the rules of a favorite game that the person has done for years and years. Number four, confusion with time or place that can occur, such as losing track of what year it is or what season it is. The person with Alzheimer's disease may live in the present and have difficulty understanding the past and the future. Number five, some people with Alzheimer's disease have trouble with vision and perception problems. For example, they may pass a mirror and think someone else is in the room. More on this topic after this word from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. Today I'd like to describe to you what I think is my most outstanding, most rewarding piece of equipment I have in my office. It's called a CEREC machine, and it enables me to provide my patients with crowns in one appointment. There's no temporaries or no return trips. The crowns are beautiful, they fit absolutely perfectly, and I've had the best positive response from my patients when they've had this kind of a restoration than anything else I have ever done. We're fortunate because less than 10% of the dentists in practice today have this machine. I think it's the best technology that's ever been invented. If you're one of my current patients and you're curious about the machine that I'm describing, next time you're in, please ask me and I'll be very happy to show you and let you see it in action. It's very interesting.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355, Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Number six, new onset of problems with words in speaking or writing. Now, normally we all forget words at times, but the person with Alzheimer's disease might stop in the middle of a conversation and have no idea how to continue. Or they may repeat themselves over and over. Or they may totally forget the names of common objects. Number seven, a person with Alzheimer's disease may put things in unusual places. We all misplace the remote control and our glasses. But a person with Alzheimer's disease might stash their glasses in the refrigerator or fill up a drawer with objects they have collected from around the house. They also might accuse others of stealing. Number eight, persons with Alzheimer's disease may display poor judgment. For example, they may give large amounts of money to a stranger, or they may refuse to bathe. Number nine, with Alzheimer's, a person might withdraw from their usual hobbies or social activities. They might have trouble remembering how to do things, such as how to play cards, and will avoid these activities. Number 10, There can be changes in mood and personality with Alzheimer's disease. They can become confused, suspicious, depressed, or anxious, especially in places where they're out of their comfort zone. For this reason, some people with Alzheimer's disease won't leave home or they won't leave the side of their spouse. For more information on Alzheimer's disease, the Alzheimer's Association can be reached at 1-800-272-3900 or on the web at www.alz.org. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.